So first, I think it's always valuable to look at where we've been. If we look at where we've been over time, and you look at where we started with the revolution of coal and then nuclear. Then we got into all the prudence time after the nukes, where all the those third parties we talked about earlier were got concerned about the nuclear stuff. All the pressure on rates. You had the bankruptcy of El Paso Electric and some others. And then you started moving into the combined cycle natural gas phenomena, which really happened in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then that went on for quite some time. We got into quite a bit of distress in that time frame. First was Enron, then was Xcel/NRG, and many, many other merchants. Now we've kind of moved into that renewables and all the renewable development that's taken place. If we look at the mix, and we look, if we looked at this a couple years ago, it would be much different than it is today. So if we look at this graphic, what this is showing you is the energy production in all the different regions of the United States, and then the total over here. And again, this is energy, not capacity. So you can have a lot less nuclear capacity, but you might have a lot more energy coming from that because it's running full out. But if you look at that, and you look at the a greenish color, dark green, that's your coal generation. So I ask you to focus on that, and then your natural gas, and then the nuclear, which is kind of the purple color over there on the side. So you can see the mix. If you looked at that again a couple years ago, you would have had half or more of that being coal. So coal has pulled back significantly. Now, if you look across the United States markets, it's quite different market to market.